On a cold January evening in Hibiya Park in Tokyo, a group of men are nervously waiting their turn to go onto a stage decorated with pink tulips. This is Love Your Wife Day, an annual event now in its 9th year. All the guy says, "愛してるよ." That means, "I love you." I'm Chie Kobayashi, and in this BBC World Service program, I will be asking what this Love Your Wife Day tells us about love and marriage in Japan today. The event is now starting, and NHK, national broadcaster, is here, and the whole event will be broadcast nationwide on evening news. This guy said, "Thank you very much for always liking me. I like you very much too." They look so serious and nervous, and you can easily tell how much courage they needed to do this. He said, "I love you, Achan." One of the guys said to his wife, "Thank you for making my lunch every day, although you're tired in the morning. I never said this to you openly before, but thank you very much, and I love you, Nami." Japanese men are normally very shy about their feelings, but for this event, they are shouting their love to their wives, not just in public, but on national TV. Mr. Kiyotaka Yamana is the man behind this event. He works in advertising and is a trendily dressed man in his 50s. Thank you very much for coming. He said, "This is a huge experiment. In Japan, devoted husband is like a special species that we really have to look for carefully. Our association is dedicated to holding this campaign so that we can raise this special species more and more in Japan." He said, "I'm very grateful that so many people come here to shout, and I'm giving opportunity for the people who can't even whisper or say words. I find guys are getting better in shouting." This guy, I've been married to his wife 21 years, and just said, "Thank you for putting egg cake in my lunch all the time." Here he is, older man, maybe in 60s. So. He is Mr. Ishii from Tokyo. We've been married for 40 years, and maybe it's too late, but I will become a good husband from now on, even if I get dementia. Please don't throw me away. How do you think your wife will react to your words when you go home? He thinks she will give him a hug. Do you think the attitude towards wives are changing? He said, "I think so. I think it's changing gradually, and more husbands show their feelings towards their wives. Definitely husbands should change. Then you will have much more fun."
My name is Masami Ueda, manager, Hibiya Kadan Flower Shop.
This is a flower shop in the park, and they're having a campaign. And if you buy flowers here, they can give you a certificate that shows you love your wife. And is this a good business?
Compared to when this Love Your Wife Day campaign started, we are doing very good business now.
I love you! 25 years!
This guy shouted. It's been 25 years since we got married. Both of us got very fat. Let's go on diet together. You're listening to BBC World Service with me, Chie Kobayashi. Sitting here with me are Mr. and Mrs. Yamana. And Mr. Yamana is the organizer of the Love Your Wife Day event we have just visited.
愛妻家協会を作ろうと思ったのは、
I started this Devoted Husband Association and the Love Your Wife Day event after my divorce from my previous wife. I was a typical Japanese salaryman. I was devoted to my work and came home very late and didn't spend much time with my family. So I wasn't very happy, and after 8 years, I divorced. After that, I realized that the lifestyle I used to have had made me very unhappy. So when I remarried, I decided to spend more time with my second wife. Generally, Japanese men, including myself, are too shy. We don't hold our wives' hands or give them hugs or affection. We just don't do that. And I think we've lost a lot by not doing these things. The first event was held 10 years ago in Sumakoi village. Suma means wife and koi means love. So, love your wife village. According to local legend, a long time ago, an old man there is said to have shouted his love for his wife after she died.
Mr. Yamana is showing us some photographs on his iPad.
First time.
So this is the first time. It's just about 1, 2, 3, 5 people standing in a very big cabbage field. And with the mountain background.
And this single guy showed up to shout his love to his wife.
Kiyotaka Yamana is now happily married again to Kimi, his second wife.
Some guys had tears in their eyes, and that's how it grew, because it really did touch everybody's heart. And then by the word of mouth, more people came the next time, and it really changed their life. And that's how we grew as the event as well as the organization.
Are attitudes changing?
Ah, 変わってきてると思いますね。
I think so. In the beginning, men shouted, starting with an apology, I'm sorry for coming home drunk. Then they expressed their thanks to their wives, and only then, maybe, said, I love you. That was the pattern. But now, this year, I saw a more positive pattern, which didn't include apologies, but just thank you and I love you.
There were various generations participating in your event. Do you see the difference among the generations?
Yes, there is a difference. The older they get, it seems it's harder for them to say, I love you.
In the past, there were certain norms in the Japanese life that men were like this and women are like that, and this is a way how you live your life. And maybe because the economy busted, maybe because we're living in a changing world, that old prototype didn't work very much anymore.
I myself gave up being a company man. Instead of belonging to the company, I decided to belong to my wife. So I want to say, why doesn't everybody else try to become happy like me? I now do no overtime work. I don't go to bars after work. And I do all the dishwashing after dinner.
Actually, that's very true, that's what he does. I think that the bottom line here is that he has decided to change his lifestyle, and he was very deliberate in making the choice and how to schedule his daily life. He has decided to organize his time differently and still be successful with his work rather than spending the whole life in his company and work and do a little bit of time just with family. Instead, he changed the whole thing around. And I think that that deliberateness was the key to balancing the life, successful businessman, and also be happy at home too.
Kimi spent time in the U.S., and I asked her whether this has influenced her attitude.
Maybe I think that I'm not like a very typical Japanese. And I think that's in a way, it's a good thing because I'm not really tied by any specific culture. And yes, in that way, maybe I'm not so Japanese. We're not like promoting any one specific way, and this should be the way it is rather than that way. No, I mean, like, if people are happy, old-fashioned way, fine, that's their choice. But we're saying that we have been there, done that, but didn't really work that way. So why don't we try this way, and at least we're happy?
Do we ever really say, I love you?
The Japanese language is very much a delicate language, so to speak. So we oftentimes omit I or you in our spoken words. And yes, aishiteimasu doesn't have I or you included as specific words. But when we express that to somebody, the intention is there, so the receiving end actually feels that. So it is like, even though there was no I or you in there, but it's all inclusive.
So Love Your Wife event includes this shouting and not the whispering, nothing to your wives. Do you think these participants really have to shout?
Some men don't even whisper sweet nothings, especially after they've been married for a long time. So to recover that ability to whisper, they've got to shout loud. It's kind of a process.
Japanese people very like a manual.
Need instructions.
Instruction.
Yeah, instruction.
One of the things Kiyotaka Yamana has done is design a hug mat. It is a full-page insert that's been printed in national papers with footprints, big one and small one, showing a man and woman where to stand to give each other a hug.
This is like a very new revolutionary way of the use of newspaper. It was like, one day the husband is reading newspaper and opened up the page to this hug mat, and he's like, oh, there's a hug mat. And then he's going to call over his wife and, hey, honey, there's this hug mat. Would you like to try? They decide to step on a newspaper, husband and wife, and hug each other.
The hug mat also comes with instructions.
And actually, it had like 5 steps to do the hug, like instructions. So the 5 step goes to make an agreement between the people who are going to hug each other, and then face each other, and then breathe deeply, and then hug each other and hold for 10 seconds. And then after that, they kind of like share their experience. That's the 5 steps so far, having a great hug.
Hug の手順を教わらないとできないから、書いた。
Yeah, the Japanese husband really need to learn how to hug because they never actually had the chance to really learn that. Because the Japanese people don't actually hug as a culture. So, new experiment for them. And after this page made it to the paper, the Asahi newspaper received a lot of positive reactions from the readers. And they were actually thanking this newspaper to print in this page.
So what other activities your association is providing?
We've also conducted devoted husband training. We even ran a boot camp.
What's that involve?
Secret.
In the past, touching each other or, talking about sex is something that a lot of people felt like really uncomfortable. It's not like we're trying to make people do what they're feeling uncomfortable with, but what we're trying to show them is to be a little more comfortable in the presence of your spouse. And also be more okay about touching and talking and being more communicative about what they want to do or what they really feel good about. And that's the whole point about all our activities.
Big sponsor came to us, Viagra.
We even got an offer, very big offer, from the medical company who produces Viagra. They wanted to have some collaboration with us. But I wonder if the old stereotype of Japanese men being too shy to show their feelings isn't an outdated one. Are the younger generation willing to show more feelings? It's Sunday afternoon in Yoyogi Park in Tokyo. Everybody's relaxing, enjoying their weekends. Kids playing badminton, guys practicing drums, and elderly people walking with dogs. With me now is Masahiro Yanai, 29 years old, and his wife, now 27 years old.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Masahiro Yanai actually proposed publicly to his wife on the previous Love Your Wife Day. So Yanai sounds very shy talking about this, giving this story. He said, we were traveling in Gunma Prefecture and we were driving towards a village called Tsumagoi Village, which is the Love Your Wife Village. And there was an event going on in the cabbage field to shout their husband's love to their wives. Then I went up to the stage and I proposed saying, please marry me. And she said yes. I was embarrassed, but I just tried to get all my courage to make it. But what did his wife, now Yanai, think about that? She says, I was so surprised and I couldn't believe it. So your husband, Masahiro-san, was different from maybe your father's generation in expressing their love, shouting loud in front of the people. Now is telling me that her father's generation tend not to express their feelings of love to their wives. Instead, they work hard and earn money. In that way, they show their love to their wives. However, Masahiro is trying to express his love to me by going shopping on weekends together and so on. So they are different. Does Masahiro-san say I love you or express his love to you in daily life? She says, yes, Masahiro does a lot, even in daily life. And she thinks he really always cares about her and showed that by words and attitude. Yanai just said he thinks his generation is too shy, but expressing that I like you, I love you, maybe they do much more than all generations. Now says lots of her friends have jobs, and at the age of 27, very few are married. Is that because they don't want to get married, or is there any other reason for not getting married? Now thinks they are too busy with their work, so what she thinks is that majority of them try to get married after they get 30 and try to have children at 33 or 34 years old. How about you? Have you discussed about having children? Masahiro said, yes, we have discussed about having children. If possible, we want two children, one boy and one girl. Now said she's a system engineer and she has around 4 hours of overtime every day and she won't get back home until 11-12 p.m. So she thinks it's still a long way to go to be able to have children. Now thinks unless her job changes, she won't be able to realize their plan.
I think it's a global trend, but people get married later in Japan, and also more families don't have children compared with previous generations, and which leads to very low birth rate. So that's, I think, a general trend.
Sachiko Horiguchi is a sociologist at Tokyo's Temple University.
About divorce, I think it is increasing. Research on divorce among older couples. This is a kind of retired generation, and the wives, of course, people live much longer than before, especially in Japan. The longevity rate is also very high, and so they live long, and the wives decide to divorce once they finish child rearing and so forth. And that's an increasing trend. But many men in their 50s might be in a very difficult position in that they have seen the economic bubble, and then they see all the recession which has gone on for 20 years, and they have been affected. But I think it's particularly difficult for them. So I think in some ways they could be in a lot of uncertainty. But at the same time, I think women's social participation in general has improved over the years. Their wives could also be working. So I think that kind of family relationship can be different from the relationships of people in the 70s or maybe late 60s, the post-war baby boomer generation.
Until recently, there was little available by way of counseling in Japan. But Harumi Takakusagi is one of a handful of marriage guidance counselors working in Tokyo. Over tea in a Shibuya hotel, she told me what sort of problems her clients come to her about. We've been hearing that how difficult for Japanese men to express their feelings to their wives. Is that true?
I totally agree with you. Japanese people are not very good at expressing their feelings, and especially nowadays when communication has shifted from direct communication to communication via mobiles, emails and so on. So that makes the problem even worse.
So do you think the events like Love Your Wife Day helps?
I've been watching these events with great interest and think they'll give great opportunities for Japanese men, especially older men, to express more affection for their wives.
I've come to this cafe in Shinjuku to meet Alison Alexi, who has been studying marriage and divorce in Japan. Alison, what is your main findings?
The first is that, of course, the divorce rate has been rising for most of the post-war in Japan, so people are increasingly likely to get divorced. But there are also two really major shifts in the way that divorce is happening in Japan. Basically, before about the early 1990s, most divorces were requested by men. And now, it seems to be pretty clear that most divorces are actually requested by women. Now, the way that people talk about divorce is much more about themselves, saying things like, I wanted to get divorced because I couldn't be myself in that marriage and I needed to leave my spouse to be able to have the relationship or have the self that I wanted to have. So this is a really marked difference.
Do you see any changes among generations?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. In 2004, there was a legal change to the pension law. This made it possible for women to divorce their husband and still get access to some portion of their former husband's pension. People were really worried about what is called in Japanese later life divorce, jukunen nikon. And what was so interesting about that is that statistically, those divorces are still very minimal. But there's so much social energy focused on these older people and the potential threat to their marriages. They're really concerned about these silver or later life divorces. Most of the media is actually about teaching men to preserve their marriage. A lot of people who are younger talk about not wanting to repeat the mistakes of their parents' marriage. And their parents' marriage, say that maybe in the 1970s or 1980s, were a salaryman father, a sort of businessman father, who worked incredibly long hours, were less than available emotionally to their family. So a lot of people talk about, especially younger people, talk about not wanting to have that kind of marriage. But I also think it's quite hard to change labor practices beyond their control. Like, it's very easy to say, I don't want to have to be a salary man, I don't want to be disconnected from my kid. But if you're a man and you have to stay until 9 o'clock at night on a regular, or go out with clients, there's not that much you can do if you still want to have that job.
Do you see the traditional sense of community and attachment to the family is shifting more to individualism?
When people get divorced, if the trend was to be selfish or individualistic, then they would not be nearly as interested in building new relationships, but they still very much want relationships in their lives, and they're trying to figure out how to build the ones that are good for them by their own potentially shifting definitions of what's good. There is a cultural expectation that good love should be like air. Kuki mitai. That means that you should be able to feel, someone loves you, your spouse loves you, you should be able to feel it. True love does not need to be said out loud. And actually saying it is a little bit weird. And that's something that I think people are questioning now.
So will Mr. Yamanad's Love Your Wife Day event and his hagmat change all this? He certainly hopes so.
Japanese people do much less touching or hugging each other, holding hands and so on. We just need to overcome that problem. Japanese people think that talking about sex is taboo, but we talk about it freely, and I want to spread that idea as well. I think changing attitudes to sex in marriage is our ultimate goal.
Oh, the participants got on the stage and made the final shout to their wives. Aishite ru yo, I love you.
I hope the world will hear the honest shouts of Japanese men and follow their example. I'm doing this for peace.